I'm going to read some new stuff tonight, as well as a couple of things from my book. But this poem is called, "And Then the Generalization Error Was Calculated." 1, I am learning to suffer in your language, and 2, it ends differently depending on who does it. Also, 3, I've learned how suffering can be minimized with elastics. 4, the necessity of error. 5, the dog came home with a snout full of porcupine quills. Here, 6, I've outlined the distance between the ideal arrangement and the tangible crystal which has to bear its irregularities. Even though, 7, I am the one explaining the meaning of heading down the wrong track, and despite the fact that, 8, the weighing and balancing of certain limits is hard to understand, 1, I am learning to suffer in your language, and 2, it ends differently depending on who does it. It requires nothing but non-vanishing. I could have imagined Spain, but then Spain would have been in English, and I wouldn't have practiced asking the time and misunderstanding the answer. The questions and conversations will not be repeated. The horizon looks like the future I would choose. The birds flit across it, but our boats tack the sea down. It would hold fast without us. The best answer to the question, what does the woman mean, is this winter's weather is similar to last winter's weather. I have understood suffering as a branch of philosophy. I have understood zero as a type of philosophy with emptiness at the core and a rare type of vulture drawing a boundary around it. The space corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen, vultures circling over the valley we've seen but never passed through. Where I is the number of letters in the alphabet and H is the index of error. In translation, grief deteriorates into habit, so that a passage transferred back and forth between our languages became a passage about sorrow. In truth, we suppose that all sorrows had the same distance to one another. In the assumption, a possible mathematics, a decisive simplification, to acquire grief like grammar, so as to learn the correct grief, or to improve grief, or to gather grief at random. We built each other's languages into an extraordinary bird sewed out of scraps. We acquired I when I is many. Where the philosophers said the agent, I said some birds. Where they said it has been done, the words counted, the grammar laid out, there was a lack wherein the sorrow moved. From the young tree grows a line of length B. These phrases, statements, and arguments contain examples of ambiguity, vagueness, and emotionally charged language. Often a lie extends itself, branches, grows leaves, and bears fruit. Crouching in the thicket, we plucked birds out of the air when they passed by. They were objets trouvés who carried something unspeakably heavy across us. As we reached out to grasp them, we dropped the world. It shattered into fact. Reassembled with glue and packing tape, some passages contained no flaws in language, but there were to be flaws of another sort. Clouds were nouns we had dominion over, but to be between them was to flow darkly, conjugated into time, not without change. So that's it for the new stuff. I'm gonna read from my book, The Certainty Dream, a little bit. Just a couple of poems, and then I'll hand the floor to someone else. This poem is called Quick Tour of the Cathedral. I wrote this in a workshop that I actually took with Katya. So it's kind of fun to read this tonight because we had all these poems that were sort of inspired by the St. Joseph's Oratory and Frère André's Heart. Remember that, Katya? In dark churches, certain boxes are locked. I'm one of those tourists who, when held back from the incorruptible by an iron railing, jostles for a peek at the small window you can't really see through. There's no one at the prayer candles. We've lit all our wishes on fire. They give off too much light. On a commercial break, I start wishing that the blue volleyball team will win. When they do, the final point is scored like this. The ball is a white streak right down the line, and no one moves to receive it. If they play again, it will not be today. Today, I have a lot to answer for. 15 people are jumping, but 15 people are crying, and only a fine webbing separates them. I hope that something in the locked box will make up for this. Is it a real heart? A real heart would stink and rot and fall apart. Behind us, fire is sucking up wishes. It's melting the pillars they're standing on. This is a poem called Little Essay on Genetics. It's possible to love your mother, even though you're genetically deficient and she's genetically deficient, and our deficiencies make a big hole in the ground. Eventually, each of us will have to decide whether to get cremated or buried in a fancy casket. Evolution is about the genes manipulating the bodies they ride in. Little girls wish for ponies without realizing their parents have already turned them into genetic horses. We are encoded, but we have not yet completely broken ourselves. Genes can turn on suddenly like a light bulb. This is a cause of cancer. God, we are amazing biological gadgets. They crossbred two strains of mice. The genes are an instruction manual, an identity machine. The rats are right. I am frighteningly like my mother. We are hardly here. And I'll just finish with this poem called Overnight a Horse Appeared. I crawled out of a war machine. You didn't recognize it as such, but I did. I held it and nurtured it and fed it strange wooden apples from my purse. To spend a lifetime waiting inside a stick horse is to live with the confusion between hollow and hollow. I've lived in this one room my whole life. It looks a lot like outside. A tiny farrier by the red barn in the distance. Four horses waiting to gather us up. We cannot see beyond them. We colored their coat to explain the end to ourselves. The red horse and the pale horse and the other, and there is hunger. A tiny farrier on the horizon line. Meaning it's time to crawl back inside myself. As the wind, I'm drawing these patterns in the sand. Accept the horse as a dangerous gift you find meaningful. The offering before the first burning arrow is fired into the city. It could have been fireworks or lightning. For my horse and me, it hardly matters. Though it will matter for you how you decide to read me or whether you do. Overnight, one horse will gather us, the equine sternum, a drawbridge to a corporeal castle we are plotting inside. Four horses released on the unsuspecting city. I am the only one left inside the warhorse I am holding in my hands. I will have to live with him. Maybe for him. I am ready to practice non-participation. I want this to be the last thing I'll ever do, to stop here and say, I'll go no further. Thank you very much.